First, potential customers spend 22 times longer with an article from a company than with an ad. Number two, 70% of shoppers prefer getting to know a business through content rather than advertising. And number three, content generates 3 times the leads as traditional marketing per dollar spent. Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections. Today, we're going to tackle a question that's at the heart of many conversations I have with gym and studio owners about content marketing and advertising, namely, which one's better for your business? Now, before we get to that, I want to remind you of what I discussed on last week's episode of the Optimal Aging Podcast. It's a great offer, 50% off, to attend the business training session October 20th to 21st in Nashville, put on by the Functional Aging Institute. If you're at all interested in developing or growing a fitness business serving people over 50, then you need to be connected in some way with this organization. And I believe all gym or studio owners should have at least one experience with a mastermind group, which can provide peer-to-peer support, individual attention, and training to help you with your business challenges, all in a welcoming, supportive environment. Now, there are many masterminds out there, and this October event in Nashville is with the Functional Aging Institute's mastermind. But you don't have to be a member of FAI or of its mastermind to attend and to learn more in a couple of days than you've learned in a couple of months about running and growing your business. So listen to last week's episode for more details, or if you're ready to register, go to functionalaginginstitute.com/in-person-events. And be sure to use the discount code FAIMM50 to get 50% off. That's FAIMM50, like Functional Aging Institute Mastermind 50, to get 50% off. Okay, now, on to this week's question. What's the difference between content marketing and advertising? And which one should you be using to grow your fitness business? Before we break all that down, I want to tell you a story about a conversation I recently had with a gym owner who's doing really well in his community, but could be doing better, of course, as we all could. He and I were discussing the power of content marketing in growing small businesses like his and in establishing himself as a local expert on over 50 fitness, when he said something that stopped me cold. He said, "I don't need content because I pay for Facebook ads, and they tell me right away how many people buy my gym memberships from those ads. But with your content, I can't tell if there's any return on my investment." Okay, truthfully, it didn't stop me cold because I've heard this before. It did annoy me, though, if I'm being honest. Now, I'm not proud of it, but it's true. It annoyed me because, you know, it's a rather lazy comment made by business owners who are not taking the time to think responsibly about their communication strategy, who don't want to take a minute to learn what content is and what it's not, and why it's a critical component of their communication strategy and growing their businesses. And then it reminded me that, you know, a lot of folks simply don't understand the difference between these kinds of things, which is fair enough, right? I mean, I've spent my whole life working in media and communications. That doesn't mean that all of you have. And so I shouldn't expect everyone to understand the nuance. And sometimes I need reminding of that. So, having been reminded of that, I want to use this episode to clear up some misconceptions about your communication strategy to help you. So, content versus advertising. What's the difference, and which one do you need the most? Look, in this day and age, you simply must know about these things on a basic level if you hope to successfully communicate about your business. And if you're under the impression that you don't need to use content because you're paying for ads on Facebook, please think again for several reasons. It's more than Facebook. First of all, you need to be posting high quality, non-salesy, engaging content regularly, several times a week on Facebook. But you also need to be sending it in at least 2 emails a week, because this is very important. You own your email list while Facebook owns everything on Facebook. And because not everyone's on Facebook or looks at it all the time, believe it or not. And because people crave direct contact from you. People over 50 still, get ready, want to read good material. Do they want TikTok videos? Probably not. Do they want ads promoting your latest 25% discount? Sure, sometimes. Do they want a really good article with a nice photo that speaks to them about them? Absolutely, all the time, every day. And they will respond to people who provide them with that. In addition to Facebook and newsletters, there's your blog. You need to be posting content on your blog once a week to keep your website relevant to search engines, to promote what's important to you in a non-promotional way, and to stay current. Content lets you do all of that easily and cheaply. Specifically, the premium Prime Fit content materials that I create and provide for fitness professionals courting the over 50 demographic, even if you're paying Facebook for advertising. Why? Well, because content and advertising are not the same thing. The obvious difference? You have to pay to share your information in advertisements, even on Facebook, sometimes a lot. The Facebook algorithms are famously always changing. They don't always make sense, so you can't be sure who's getting your message or how to keep up with everything. A lot of Facebook advertising is simply out of your control. Now, with content, you don't pay to share it on your Facebook feeds or pages, or in your newsletters, or on your blogs, or anywhere else you want to use it. You might pay some people, like me, a low fee to get some of your content, but you're also going to be creating and posting some of your own. Second, you have more control over your messaging and who gets it when you share content via these channels. Most importantly, content is not focused on selling, selling, selling all the time, like advertising is. Instead, content is aimed at engaging your prospects so they get to know you, like you, and trust you. It's aimed at keeping current customers connected so they know that you value them as more than just cash sources that you forget about once they join. And it's aimed at putting forth your values and brand into the community at large. Content is soft selling compared to advertising, which is hard selling. Content breaks through to cynical audiences who are tired of being interrupted all the time with advertisements. And it does this with the power of storytelling and emotionally connecting. You, as a business owner, have an audience and you're trying to grow it. And people like to be in an audience that receives useful, enjoyable, engaging information. Your content lets them see you as this kind of friendly source and not just someone who's always trying to get into their wallets with discounts and coupons and other forms of messaging that comes off as, hey, hurry up and buy something from me now. On the contrary, content builds relationships over time so that people can find out who you are and what you're all about and let them decide if they want to do business with you. In fact, it lets them think that it's their idea, that they choose you, which is much more powerful in the long run. It puts your distinguishing features out into the community along with who you are in a way that advertising just can't. And the cost? Well, again, there's really none for the content that you put out yourself, which you should be doing, of course. And if you purchase content from Prime Fit Content, for instance, it's a fraction of what a Facebook ad can cost and less than most of what you charge for a month of your service. Your return on investment should be easy to see, especially when the investment is so low. I charge $77 a month for my content. You compare that with what a month of Facebook advertising charges, or compare that to a month of what you charge someone for your service, and really, it should be clear to you that your investment is low and the potential return on that investment is really limitless. Okay, so that's a quick lesson on the difference between content and advertising.
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomly are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomly helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at Nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, Nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show.
Now for the second part of our question. Which one is best for you? Well, the truth is you definitely need content. And you might need advertising. See, advertising, of course, has value, right? I'm not saying it doesn't. It can give you a quick, surefire jolt with things like two-for-one sales and special events, and that's really important. And content versus advertising isn't an either-or situation. We shouldn't think of it as a versus situation. Look, if you're having success with Facebook ads, that's great. Keep it up. If you're not using Facebook ads, I'm not really sure that they're always necessary or effective for every business, but content supports everyone directly, cheaply, effectively. Whether you're advertising or not, whether you're new or old, whether you're struggling or established. The content marketing revolution is a fact of life for all businesses today, not just in fitness, not just small businesses. Ever since the media landscape exploded 20 years ago, right, with the advent of the internet and digital communications, because we don't all rely on newspapers to tell us what to think about anymore. We find out what we want as consumers through social media and through direct interaction with businesses. And your job is to tell your story through social media and through direct interaction with your prospects and clients and communities. This isn't just for small businesses or fitness. I used to work in the corporate headquarters of Coca-Cola and a Fortune 500 bank. And believe me, their marketing and executive teams are always asking these same questions about return on their content investment. The same questions that you and I ask as responsible business owners. And they embrace content marketing because they know what I'm talking about. Obviously, they know a lot better than I do, right? They're the ones in the fancy offices with the big salaries. They know this. Today's audiences respond more to content than to simple advertising. Now, look, you can still track the return on your investment, of course. It just reveals itself in different ways. It comes when a client thanks you for a good article, recipe, or inspiring meme that you shared with them in a newsletter or on Facebook that they were then able to share with their audience. It comes when a local reporter says he wants to include you in a story because he saw something on your blog that's relevant to what he's working on. It comes when you're recognized as a thought leader, not just as a salesman. Now, these are all things that I am told regularly by my subscribers to PrimeFit content. These things happen. This isn't me just making it up to offer an example of a return on investment. This happens. And here are some statistics from the Content Marketing Institute that illustrate my point. First, potential customers spend 22 times longer with an article from a company than with an ad. Number two, 70% of shoppers prefer getting to know a business through content rather than advertising. And number three, content generates three times the leads as traditional marketing per dollar spent. Still not convinced? Cool, let's talk. Shoot me an email at jay@primefitcontent.com and we'll arrange a time for a free chat. Go to my website, primefitcontent.com, to learn more. Get my free ebook, join my mailing list, and you can see some videos there from some of my happy customers that I was describing. Of course, you can also just dive right in and take advantage of my $1 intro deal to start getting PrimeFit content now. But whether you subscribe to PrimeFit content or not, I hope you realize now that you simply must be providing content regularly about your business. Content that is free, useful, engaging, and relevant to your audience. Content that is not what? That is not advertising. I hope this answers the question. And for more on the power of content marketing, I hope you'll join our book club discussion of Anne Handley's Everybody Writes, Your Go-To Guide to Creating Ridiculously Good Content. We'll be discussing it Tuesday, October 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern, in my PrimeFit Pros group on Facebook, which is free to join. Lots of fun. So if you're not a member already, please join up. And I hope to see you there. Thanks for joining me today. Have a good one. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at jay@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y. @primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.